All right, strap in everyone, because today we're going deep on a topic that tends to make people sweat a little. We're talking about collection accounts.
Oh yeah, those.
Yeah.
The things that can make your credit score do a nosedive.
Exactly. But here's the thing. With a little knowledge, they can be a lot less scary and a lot more manageable. We've got a ton of research here ready to demystify how collection accounts work, what they actually do to your credit, and most importantly, how to deal with them strategically.
That's right. We'll be busting some myths and hopefully leaving you feeling a lot more confident about navigating this part of the credit world.
Love it. So let's start with that feeling of dread that tends to come with collection accounts. You know, it's like a dark cloud hanging over you. Our sources really dig into that psychological aspect. Why do collection accounts feel so much worse than, say, just having a low credit score?
It's a great question. I think it's that sense of being pursued, like the debt is this entity that's constantly looming. But what's interesting is that a lot of that fear comes from not understanding how collections actually work. It's the mystery that amplifies the fear.
Right. When you shine a light on something, it usually becomes a lot less scary. So let's do that. Let's shed some light on the impact collections have on your credit score. We know they're considered derogatory items, but what does that actually mean in terms of points?
Now, most people assume the biggest hit comes from the collection account itself.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The majority of the damage is actually done up front, long before the account lands in collections.
Wait, really? So it's not the collection account itself that's causing the biggest drop?
You got it. It's those initial missed payments to the original creditor. That's where you see the most significant point deductions. Once it goes to collections, you're looking at a 20-point penalty.
Okay, so 20 points, that's not nothing, but at least it's a fixed number. It's not like this ever-growing penalty, right?
Exactly. And here's another crucial point. That 20-point penalty diminishes over time. Think of it like a bruise that gradually fades. After a year, half of that penalty disappears. And after 2 years, gone. The entire penalty is gone, even if the account itself is still listed.
So to make sure I'm following, let's say you have a $150 medical bill that went to collections. If you wait 2 years, essentially that $150 disappears from your credit report in terms of impact, potentially saving you hundreds in interest on a loan later on. Makes you think twice about the waiting game, huh?
Absolutely. And that brings us to the collection agencies themselves. They operate on a really fascinating business model, buying up old debts for pennies on the dollar. They're like the bargain hunters of the financial world.
Kind of like a financial flea market, right? Buying up old stuff, hoping to make a profit. One of our sources uses the example of a $500 debt being sold to a collection agency for $15.
It really highlights the profit margins involved. Yep. They only need to collect a fraction of the original debt to turn a profit. And here's the key takeaway. Any payment you make to the collection agency benefits them directly, not the original creditor.
So you're paying a middleman who got a huge discount on your debt. That puts a different spin on things. Knowing all of this, what's the smartest way to deal with these agencies?
Well, our sources offer some valuable do's and don'ts. And this might surprise you, but the biggest don't is often to simply ignore them.
Ignore them? Seriously? But won't they just hound you with calls and letters?
It's a common misconception. Ignoring collection agencies, especially for older debts, can be a surprisingly effective strategy. The key is understanding the legal landscape and how these agencies operate.
Okay, now I'm really curious. What's the logic behind this ignore strategy?
Well, there's a good chance they might not even have the legal right to collect on the debt in the first place, especially if it's very old. And even if they do, sometimes the best approach is to wait them out. They might eventually give up or sell the debt to another agency, and the cycle continues.
So it's kind of a waiting game, but what about those people who say you should always dispute any collection? Is there ever a time when that's the right move?
Ah, the infamous dispute button. It's almost become a knee-jerk reaction for people dealing with collections. But our sources actually caution against using it lightly. In fact, when it comes to older collections, hitting that button can be like poking a sleeping bear. You're potentially stirring up a legal mess.
Ooh, I like that analogy. Poking a sleeping bear. Definitely something you want to avoid.
Exactly. So when does it actually make sense to pay these things off? That's what we'll explore next.
Okay, so we've talked about when it's best to just leave those collection accounts alone. But when does it actually make sense to pay them off? Our sources outline some strategic times when it might be a good move.
Right. It's not always about avoidance. Sometimes settling a collection account can be a smart financial decision, and timing is a big factor.
Okay, timing. You mean like how recently the debt went to collections?
Exactly. Let's say you have a debt that landed in collections, I don't know, within the past 6 months or so. Paying it off could help you recover those lost credit score points faster.
Ah, so it's like hitting fast forward on credit repair.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You're basically buying back those points, which could be especially helpful if you're planning a big purchase, like a house or a car, where a good credit score is crucial.
That makes sense. But I gotta ask, doesn't it feel like you're kind of rewarding bad financial behavior by paying it off? Shouldn't we face the consequences of our actions?
I hear you. It's a debate a lot of people have. But strategically, it sometimes makes more sense to cut your losses and move on. Especially if regaining those 20 points could get you lower interest rates on loans or help you qualify for that apartment you've been eyeing.
So it's about choosing the lesser of two evils, strategically. Now, what if the collection is older? Is there ever a reason to pay those off?
There can be. Let's say it's a smaller amount, like under $200, and those 20 points would make a noticeable difference in your overall credit picture. In that case, it might be worth considering.
So it's a cost-benefit analysis, weighing the potential credit score boost against what it actually costs to settle the debt.
Exactly. And remember, just because you have a collection account on your report doesn't mean you can't get loans. It's about understanding the timing and the potential impact.
Right, knowledge is key. Speaking of which, we talked about the dispute button being risky, especially with older collections. Can you explain the legal risks there?
Sure. Collection agencies sometimes, unfortunately, use tactics that aren't exactly legal. One of those is what they call refreshing the dates on old debts.
So they try to make an old debt lab new. That's pretty sneaky.
Yeah, it is. Imagine a debt from, say, 2018 suddenly showing up as a 2023 delinquency on your credit report. That's date refreshing and it's illegal. The problem is, it resets the clock on that 20-point penalty, so you get hit with the full impact all over again.
Ouch, it's like they're double dipping on that negative mark. So what can you do if you think that's happening to you?
That's where knowing your rights and having the right resources is so important. One of our sources mentions Haseeb Law, a firm that specializes in these kinds of cases. They can help you navigate all the legal complexities and make sure your rights are protected.
And the great thing is, they work on contingency. That means they only get paid if they win your case, so you don't have to shell out any money up front just to explore your options.
Exactly. So while ignoring those collection calls can be a good strategy, it's not always the best move. Knowing when to get legal advice is key.
It sounds like a balanced approach is really important here, understanding the system, knowing your rights, and making the right decisions for your specific situation. Now, you mentioned earlier that lenders view different types of collections differently. Can you talk about that a little more?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I kind of glossed over that. It's not just about the collection itself, it's also about the kind of collection it is. Like, a medical collection might not be viewed as harshly as a credit card collection, for example.
Interesting. So let's say a medical bill that went to collections wouldn't be as bad as a maxed out credit card that went to collections.
It might not be. Lenders often look at the context of the debt. A medical collection, maybe from an unexpected illness, might be seen as a one-time hardship. But a credit card collection could signal a pattern of overspending.
So it's not just the collection itself, but the story it tells about your financial habits. That adds another layer of complexity to it all.
It does. What's interesting is that even within the collection account category, there's a lot of variation in how it's viewed and the impact it can have. It's definitely not a one-size-fits-all thing.
Okay, so we've got timing, we've got the type of debt. What else should we think about when we're looking at our collection accounts?
Well, one thing that often gets overlooked is the emotional toll this can take. It's easy to get caught up in the numbers, but debt, especially when it reaches the collection stage, can be a huge source of stress.
Absolutely. It's not just about the financial impact, it's about the emotional and mental burden. It can feel like you're carrying this weight around with you all the time.
Exactly. And ignoring that emotional aspect can be really harmful to your overall well-being. Personal finance isn't just about numbers. It's about taking care of ourselves as whole people.
So, how do you balance making smart financial choices with managing the emotional impact? It sounds like a tough balancing act.
It can be, but remember, you're not alone in this. A lot of people go through this at some point in their lives, and there are resources available to help.
Okay, that's good to hear. What kind of resources are out there for people who are struggling with the emotional side of debt?
There are organizations like the National Foundation for Credit Counseling and the Financial Therapy Association. They offer support and strategies for dealing with the emotional challenges that come with debt. They can help you come up with a plan, connect you with other resources, and even teach you coping mechanisms.
So it's about getting practical financial help and emotional support. That makes sense.
Right. Sometimes just talking to someone who understands what you're going through can make a world of difference.
I think a key takeaway here is that knowledge is power, but self-care is essential too. You have to take care of your mental and emotional well-being while you're tackling these financial challenges.
I love that. We've talked a lot about the strategic side of dealing with collection accounts, but it's so important to remember the human side of it all.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've explored the different types of collections, the strategic reasons to pay them off, the legal risks of disputing them, and how important it is to take care of ourselves throughout the process. What else should we be thinking about when navigating this whole collection account landscape?
Well, one thing that people don't always think about is the power of negotiation. You don't always have to just accept what the collection agency is telling you.
Oh, really? You mean you can actually negotiate with these agencies? I never would have thought of that.
Absolutely. They're in the business of collecting money, so they're often willing to settle for less than the full amount, especially if it means getting paid quicker.
That's good to know. But honestly, the thought of negotiating with a collection agency is kind of intimidating. Where do you even start?
I get it. It can feel daunting, but there are resources and strategies that can help.
Mm-hmm.
Our sources recommend starting by sending a written request for debt validation.
Debt validation? What's that?
Basically, it's asking the collection agency to prove that they have the legal right to collect on this debt. They have to show you the amount owed, who the original creditor was, and prove that the debt is actually yours.
So it's like a way to double check that everything is legitimate before you even think about negotiating?
Precisely. And you know what? Sometimes the collection agency can't provide all the necessary documentation, and that can lead to the debt being dropped entirely.
Wow, that's amazing. So requesting debt validation is like the first step in the negotiation process.
It's a smart first move, gives you some leverage, and helps make sure you're not being taken advantage of.
Okay, so once you've got that debt validation, what are some good negotiation tactics? Do you just call them up and haggle like you're at a flea market?
Uh-huh. Not exactly. It's important to be strategic and professional. Our sources recommend putting everything in writing, keeping really good records of all your communication, and knowing what your bottom line is before you start.
So no impulsive phone calls or letting your emotions get the best of you. Got it. What about actually negotiating the amount? Any tips for getting the best deal?
One thing you can try is offering a lump sum payment for a lower amount than what you owe. Collection agencies often prefer to get paid all at once rather than through a long payment plan, so they might be willing to accept less if it means getting the money right away.
So it's like a cash discount for settling the debt.
Exactly. You could also try negotiating a payment plan that fits your budget, but be prepared to negotiate things like the interest rate and any fees they might try to add on.
This is making me realize that there's so much more to dealing with collection accounts than I thought. It's not just about paying or not paying. It's about knowing your rights, doing your research, and using smart negotiation tactics to get the best outcome for yourself.
That's what we're trying to get across. Knowledge really is power when it comes to collection accounts.
Well, my brain is definitely feeling full of knowledge right now. We've covered so much ground. What are some of the most important takeaways you want our listeners to remember as we wrap up this deep dive?
I think the biggest takeaway is this. Dealing with collection accounts doesn't have to be something you just passively go through. You have options, you have rights, and you have the power to take control of the situation.
That's so empowering. I think a lot of people just feel helpless when they're dealing with collections, but you're reminding us that we have agency. We can make choices, negotiate, and even get legal help if we need it.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to ask questions, gather information, and advocate for yourself throughout the entire process.
And don't forget self-care. Dealing with debt can be incredibly stressful, so make sure you're taking care of your mental and emotional well-being as you go through this.
Absolutely. Taking breaks, doing things that help you relax, and connecting with people who support you can make a huge difference.
It's about remembering that we're not just numbers on a spreadsheet. We're human beings with real emotions and needs.
Well said. And sometimes we need a little help to get through tough times.
All right, so we've covered a lot. We've talked about negotiating with those collection agencies. We've learned about the statute of limitations. And we've even emphasized the importance of self-care throughout this process. Is there anything else we should touch on before we wrap things up? Any final words of wisdom for our listeners?
You know what? There's one more thing I think we should talk about. It's something that often gets overlooked, and that's the statute of limitations on debt.
Oh, right. I've heard that term before, but I'm not really sure what it means. Can you break it down for us?
Of course. The statute of limitations on debt is basically the legal time frame that a creditor or a collection agency has to sue you to collect on a debt. Once that time frame is up, they can't take legal action against you anymore.
So it's like an expiration date on how long they can legally come after you for the debt.
That's a great way to put it. And this is where things get interesting. The statute of limitations is different in every state, and it also depends on the type of debt.
So a credit card debt might have a different statute of limitations than a medical debt.
Exactly. And it's really important to know the specific statute of limitations for your state and the type of debt you're dealing with.
I can see why that would be crucial information. So how does knowing about the statute of limitations actually help you when you're dealing with collections?
Well, if the statute of limitations has already run out on a debt, the collection agency might not have the legal right to collect on it anymore, even if it's still on your credit report.
Wait, so they might be trying to collect on a debt that's essentially expired? That seems kind of shady.
It can be. Unfortunately, some collection agencies try to take advantage of people who don't know their rights. That's why understanding the statute of limitations is so important.
So what should you do if you get a collection notice for a debt that's past the statute of limitations? Should you just ignore it?
Not necessarily. You should respond in writing and tell them that you believe the debt is past the statute of limitations and that you aren't legally required to pay it.
And what if they keep trying to collect the debt even after that?
Then it might be time to get some legal advice. A lawyer who specializes in debt collection can help you stand up for your rights and potentially stop them from trying to collect the debt altogether.
This is a lot to take in, but it's so helpful. It's like a secret weapon in the fight against collection accounts.
I like that. The more you know about your rights and how debt collection works legally, the better you'll be able to handle these situations.
Okay, so we've covered negotiating with collection agencies. We've learned about the statute of limitations. And we've even talked about the importance of taking care of ourselves during this whole process. I feel like we've really explored this topic from all angles. Is there anything else we need to talk about before we wrap up?
I think we've covered all the important bases. But before we go, I want to say one more thing. Don't ever be afraid to ask for help.
That's such good advice. It's easy to feel overwhelmed and alone when you're dealing with debt, but there are people and resources out there to help.
You got it. Whether it's a financial counselor, a therapist, or even just a trusted friend or family member, reaching out for support can make a world of difference.
It's about remembering that we're not robots, right? We're human beings, and we have feelings and needs. And sometimes we need a little help to get through tough times.
So well said.
I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today. We've gone from feeling scared of collection accounts to feeling informed, empowered, and maybe even hopeful about tackling this challenge.
That's what we were hoping for. It's been a pleasure diving deep with you and all of our listeners today.
And to all of you listening out there, remember, you're not alone in this. Lots of people face collections at some point in their lives, but with knowledge, strategy, and a little self-compassion, you can get through this and come out stronger on the other side.
Beautifully said. I think that's a perfect note to end on.
Until next time, keep those brains curious, those spirits high, and remember, knowledge is power. And a little strategy can go a long way. That statute of limitations thing is really interesting. I bet most people have never even heard of that.
Right. It's one of those things that can really make a difference, especially when you're dealing with those older debts.
It makes you wonder how many people out there are paying debts they don't even have to legally just because they don't know this stuff. That's why we do these deep dives.
Absolutely. We've got to arm ourselves with information so we can make good choices and protect ourselves financially.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive, what are the big takeaways you want our listeners to walk away with? What are those nuggets of wisdom they can put into practice?
I think the biggest takeaway is dealing with collection accounts doesn't have to be a passive thing. You have options, you have rights, and you can take control.
I love that. So many people feel helpless when they're facing collections, but you're right. We have agency. We can make choices, negotiate, even get legal help if we need to.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to ask questions, get informed, and stand up for yourself every step of the way.
And that self-care piece is so important. Dealing with debt is stressful, so make sure you're taking care of yourself mentally and emotionally as you go through it.
It's true. Taking breaks, doing things you enjoy, leaning on your support system, it all makes a difference.
It's about remembering we're not just numbers on a spreadsheet. We're human beings with real feelings and needs.
Couldn't agree more. And sometimes we need a little extra help to get through those tough times.
I feel like we've covered so much today. We've gone from feeling intimidated by collection accounts to feeling informed, empowered, maybe even a little excited to tackle this challenge head on.
That's exactly what we were going for. It's been great diving deep with you and all our listeners today.
And to everyone listening out there, you're not alone in this. Lots of people go through this at some point in their lives. But with the right knowledge, a good strategy, and a little self-love, you can get through it and come out even stronger.
Beautifully said. I think that's a perfect way to wrap things up.
Until next time, keep those brains curious, keep your spirits up, and remember, knowledge is power. And a little strategy can go a long way.